Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Martin Schulteis. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 19, verses 29 to 48. When Jesus drew near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus. And throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.' And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation.' And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, 'It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers.' And he was teaching daily in the temple. Chief priests and the scribes and principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace and peace be yours in Jesus Christ. As Jesus enters into Jerusalem on the first day of the week that will end with his rejection, crucifixion, and burial, at this point, the people are shouting with shouts of joy, "Hosanna to the King! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And yet, there are those whose hearts are hard and want it all to stop. Jesus responds to them, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." And yet by that Friday, it feels like they are silenced and that silence has prevailed. As the stone-cold heart of the world has rejected its King, its Christ, crucified him on a cross, and buried his dead body in a carved-out tomb, closing it with a stone. Hundreds of years earlier, God had spoken through his prophet Ezekiel. He had spoken through Ezekiel of his future plan and what he would do on behalf of the people he loved, because they couldn't do it for themselves. He said in Ezekiel 36, he said this, he said, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." and I will put my spirit in you. 1 week after his entry into Jerusalem on a donkey, and on the third day after his death and burial, not only was the stone of his tomb removed because he had risen from the dead, but through his resurrection, Jesus made it clear that he would be removing the stones of our very own hearts. That the dwelling place of God, which had been destroyed in the crucifixion, would be built anew with living stones made out of you and me and the peoples of this world. Through the power of the resurrection, we are now these living stones, cleansed, forgiven, made into the house, made into the temple of God. And for this, we, these living stones, we cry out. We cry out in song. We cry out in thanksgiving. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And nothing, nothing in heaven or in earth will be able to silence our song. We pray, O King who comes in the name of the Lord, through your birth and death, earth and heaven were joined together in peace. May your coming as King into Jerusalem in humility on the donkey help us to see that you continue to come to us as our King, hidden in humble water, humble words, humble food. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.